Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, The Abrahamic Covenant, the Mother of All Covenants. And this is an overview. So let me give you the bullet points of this overview of the Abrahamic Covenant, the Mother of All Covenants. A, background to the Abrahamic Covenant, we find in Genesis 1 through 11. B, the importance and essence of the Abrahamic Covenant. The Abrahamic Covenant first stated in Genesis 12, 1 through 3. And there we find, number one, the covenant is to be interpreted literally, normally. Number two, the covenant was given unilaterally by God. Number three, the covenant is eternal in its expanse. Number four, the covenant is unconditional in nature. Number five, the covenant is made with Abraham and his descendants, Israel, and not with Gentiles, although Gentiles also benefit. Number six, the covenant relates to land, seed, and blessing. C, the Abrahamic covenant developed. First given to Abraham, Genesis 12, 1 through 7. Genesis 13, 14 through 17. Genesis 15, 1 through 21. Genesis 17, 1 through 21. Genesis 18, 18 and 19. Genesis 22, 15 through 18. Not an obscure reality given to Abraham. And then given to Isaac, Genesis 26, 3 through 5 and verse 24. And then given to Jacob, Genesis 28, 13 through 15. Genesis 35, 9 through 12, Genesis 46, 1 through 4, and Genesis 48, 3 through 4. Again, reiterated to Isaac, first given to Abraham, reiterated to Isaac, and then to Jacob. So it's given to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The covenant stated in Genesis 12, 1 through 3. To a land I will show you, verse 1. 2, I will make you a great nation, verse 2. 3, I will bless you, verse 2. 4, I will bless those who bless you, verse 3. 5, I will curse him who curses you, verse 3. Under that reality of the Abrahamic covenant, note dispensationalism and Zionism. A, dispensationalism makes a distinction between Israel and the church. That's the fundamental core issue in dispensationalism, a distinction between Israel and the church. And then B, Zionism, the belief that the land of Israel rightfully belongs to Israel. I don't know how God could have made it more clearly than he did in repeating the Abrahamic covenant over and over and over with the land emphasis, and that it eternally belongs to Israel. B, the covenant ratified in Genesis 15. The seed of Abraham. There are four senses of the seed of Abraham. Number one, biological Jews who descend from Abraham. See Romans 9 through 11. Number two, the Messiah who is the unique seed of Abraham. Galatians 3:16. Three, the righteous remnant of Israel. Isaiah 41:8. And Romans 9, 6. And four, spiritually, it can refer to both believing Jews and Gentiles. Romans 4, 9 through 12, verse 16. And then Galatians 3, 7 and verse 29. It is context, that determines which sense is in view. And then C, the covenant is everlasting. Genesis 17. And that makes it distinct from the Mosaic covenant. So, D, the nature of the Abrahamic covenant. Genesis 12, 1 through 3, Abrahamic covenant is stated. Genesis 15, the covenant is formally ratified and shown to be unilateral and unconditional. And Genesis 17, the covenant is shown to be everlasting. Indeed, the Abrahamic covenant is shown to be the mother of all covenants. and the whole of redemptive history flows out of it. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.